This is a game we're going to play where Mike will give us four stories from the National Enquirer. Three are true, one is false. You pick out the false story. That's a fun game. All right, Mike, come on, let's have the four stories.
All right, here are the four stories, Howard. Three of them will be in my column next week in the National Enquirer, and one, of course, is not true. Item number one, here's the inside scoop on why Kirstie Alley still hasn't wed Beau James Wilder, even though they got engaged way back in 1997. He's not ready yet, Scientologically. Although Wilder has become a Scientologist like the Veronica's Closet star, he hasn't become clear yet. That's a church term for reaching a certain high level. As soon as he gets there, Kirstie will clear him for a walk down the aisle.
All right.
Martin, you so crazy. After arrest for gun-toting and brawling, a sexual harassment suit from a co-star, threats to kill his wife, and lots more bad boy shenanigans, Martin Lawrence has been trying real hard to behave on the set of his upcoming flick, Blue Streak. Almost made it. Just 2 weeks before lensing ended, a delivery man parked his truck on a basketball court Martin had set up, and when the comic found he couldn't hoop it up, he spat on the guy's shoe.
Okay.
Poor Tammy Wynette must be spinning in her grave. First three of her daughters have filed a $50 million wrongful death lawsuit against hubby George Ritchie. And the young blonde ex-Dallas Cowboys cheerleader Tammy suspected George of cheating with is driving Tammy's Rolls Royce these days. And now nude photos of the country queen are reportedly about to surface on the internet. Shots of Tammy, bare-chested in dark glasses and sipping champagne, were allegedly taken years ago by an ex-lover, and George's lawyers are about to file an injunction against their use.
Okay.
Shannon Doherty is a woman thorned. When Friends star Matthew Perry dumped the charmed witch after a brief go-round to renew his romance with former datemate ABC Entertainment president Jamie Tarsis, he sent Shannon a dozen long-stemmed roses to soften the blow. But Shannon was less than charmed. She cut off the buds and sent back a dozen prickly stems.
All right, so here's what we're looking at. Very complicated show today. Kirstie Alley is, she can't get married until Scientology, like, clears out this dude?
Right.
That's insane. Martin Lawrence, I don't know, he's putting in a basketball court?
Yeah, on the set of the movie, and when some guy parked his truck there, he spit on his shoes.
Tammy Wynette, of course, spinning in her grave because now there might be nude photos and other weird stuff happening with her on the internet. And Shannon Doherty, Matthew Perry were going out? I didn't know that. But he dumped her and sent her some flowers, and she cut off the heads of the flowers.
I sent back the stems.
All right. But now, what sounds like the fake story here, Chasey? What the hell could be the fake story? They all sound pretty real to me.
I know. They all sound real.
One of these is a fake. I believe Kirstie Alley, I'll tell you that.
I would say, which one?
You think Martin Lawrence is...
Don't look at me.
Go ahead, Chasey.
Totally different.
Remember, if you win nothing, so... don't put that much energy into it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
We
What's...
lose every week. We
right.
Why do we get free videos from anybody for playing this game?
Yeah. Like, maybe one of the girls has a video or a group of lesbian videos.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She does, I'm sure. What was the next to the last one?
Shannon Doherty and Tammy Wynette.
Oh, George Ritchie, Tammy Wynette.
I guess it's Tammy Wynette.
You think that's fake, Tammy Wynette?
Right, no nude pictures, huh?
All right. What do you think, Amy?
I think Kirstie Alley's story's fake.
You do? You don't think that her boyfriend has to be cleared by the
it's
church?
It's believable. That's why I think it's fake.
I see. All right. I have no idea what that means. Robin, go ahead.
Jeez. I don't know which way to go this week. They're all rather believable, aren't they?
Tricky this week.
Yeah.
I think I'm going with the Kirstie Alley story, too.
Why?
Because I think there's something else going on besides being Scientologically clear.
Well, I believe that 100%.
Really?
I believe when you get into that Scientology...
You'll listen to anything they say.
That's right. Martin Lawrence, I believe anything from this guy.
Yeah.
Tammy Wynette, I heard all kind of weird things. I think the... I never heard that Shannon Doherty was going out with Matthew Perry.
That's true.
It is true. Oh, they were? I was going to go with that. I think they're all true.
This week, Mike has just made them all true.
That's right.
Or they're all false.
Well, okay. Chasey
went with
Tammy
Wynette.
I'm going with Chasey.
Yeah.
I'm with Chasey. I think that's fake, too. Tammy Wynette. By the way, what can I tell you?
That is the fake one.
All right. Go ahead, Jackie.
I don't know about the other three, but Tammy Wynette, I don't see anybody taking
nude pictures of her.
Right, who would take a naked picture of her?
Not even a hillbilly is going to do that.
Yeah. So, Jackie, you're with me and Chasey.
Yes.
All right, Amy and Robin say it's Kirstie. What is it, Mike?
Well, actually, what it is Tammy Wynette. Everything in there is true, except the nude photos.
Part. Right. That's what I figured.
Okay, yeah. Hard, yeah. See, because all the other stuff was true.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't take a naked picture of that hillbilly.
Oh, now, come on. She was pretty good looking back in her prime.
And you call yourself a judge? Come on, man. You ain't no judge.
If that's true, they didn't have cameras that long ago.
I don't know.
The judge quality, Howard.
Well, anyway, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Howard.
Mike Walker from the National Enquirer. Great to speak to you.
Bye, guys.
That was fun. All right. Mike Walker, everybody.